We got a lot of things coming in 2013, just like the insurance man said. It's a new world. I can't tell you what they're going to do, because all the insurance companies are looking at what's happening in the world. He also brought up and says, what kind of security do you have at your facility? I says, we mean about alarms? No, well, that'd be one thing. One of the first things they asked you says, you got deadbolt locks? Yeah, we got locks. You got alarm systems? Some places. You got smoke and fire detectors? Yep. Fire extinguishers? Yep. Do they work? You know about know where they are? Maybe. Go back on down. It says, anymore they look at the people to walk in the door and decide they have a problem with you. They didn't like the radio station. So they came looking for the personality. What do you do? Okay, well, I guess we need a crisis critical plan. So now we have to sit down and come up with a crisis critical plan for your station. A lot of places, Joy has it, Barry has it. You got a buzz to get in. Mm-hmm. Might have to do that at other places. It's not necessarily listener or customer friendly. But you don't know how people react anymore, because they do interact when they hear something. So that's what we have to be conscious of, what we do to protect our employees in a world that's kind of gone upside down. He brought that up. It says, how do you justify something like Sandy Hook Elementary? How do you justify something like that with something that happened? How do you protect something like that? That goes back to this, why do we allow firearms? Besides wanting to be the first page tomorrow in that morning team takes shootout with people who come into station, that's a little bit different there. But most things happen in that scenario, and most of them are wrong. Somebody gets hurt. It's usually the person that you don't want hurt. So you try to eliminate that. We've been talking about the last couple of days, change, goals. They all won't happen unless we work together. You're the chosen people. I was going around and says, I got a dozen. I guess is it the dirty dozen, or that makes you my disciples?
That makes you Jesus.
Are you in trouble? Well, I won't claim that, but you're in trouble. That's one of the others. But the only way that anything will go forward is that we all work together. And do we have some hairy goals? Yes, we do. Are they attainable? Yes, they are. But the biggest thing I got when Adam had the stuff about your comfort zone and what you're doing, we're in a comfort zone. And I'm not a type A personality, and we have a lot of type A's in this room. I have to step out of my comfort zone all the time. I deal with so many different things. Sometimes that's hard to do. It's easy to sometimes sit back. Now, I tell folks that I'm a professional listener. That goes back to my days now in departments. I have come people and they call me everything but nice wallpaper. And I have to solve that problem. I've had people yell at me because I wasn't yelling back. That's a problem. But you have to solve that. We'll have stuff with staff people. You'll have stuff with listeners. You'll have stuff with anybody that you encounter. I feel for Deborah some days. She says hello, and that's about the last word she had for 5 minutes because somebody just let her have it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean she did anything wrong. Somebody interpreted she did something wrong, or she didn't have the information. That's going to be important for what we do and to all our staff people. That's why Deborah's worked so hard to get her book straight. Our policy booklet, it's pretty dull reading, isn't it? But it's pretty critical to a lot of stuff. When we just started talking the other day, he says, well, can we have exceptions to the rule? If you got to talk about guns again, concealed permit, blah, 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 blah. We asked our attorneys about that. I says, if you have all the exceptions to the rules, you have no rules. That's the same thing about doing on our goals. Everybody's tasked. You're going to be asked for more things. I'm privileged to have Brian help me with this. I can think about 10 things to say. Brian's still working on chapter 2, see, because he keeps on going. But it's going to be hard. There aren't any easy goals. You have to worth attaining. Be it in your life or what you set for yourself job-wise, there are no easy goals. I've been challenged with some other folks that I worked with and some other groups. I had somebody that I'd offered training to. They didn't want training. I had offered somebody an opportunity to get some hands-on experience. They already knew it. That's when you come back that you're going to run into some obstacles with your staff people. Because you have to help them catch the vision. If they don't catch the vision, you will have trouble and you can fail. We can't afford to fail. The world is changing. You'll find that's a lot of stuff when you read all the stuff come down from the government and the mandates. They're the only organization that we know that can do stuff retroactive. And if you talk to Deborah, to be pulling her hair out some days. We owe something we never knew existed, but we have to pay for something that was a couple years back because some other entity didn't do what they were supposed to do out of our control. And there will be other things that's out of our control, but we have to deal with that. It could be another hurricane. It could be whatever disaster it has, but we have to do something. Does that mean we're chosen? I guess in a way it does. People react differently with our stations than they do with the country station. That's big responsibility. We never looked at it that way in radio. And just like you mentioned all the other challenges that we have, we never thought much about that. We're playing, here's the records. I had some Cub Scouts came to the radio station downtown. Maybe I told some of this story. And we took out a 33 LPM record. And a little kid in the back, get a load of that floppy. And you know, and I'm lucky that he knew what a floppy was.
Yeah, really.
But they didn't know what was going on. They walk in the room and a computer's running it. And it says, where's the voice? And you're pointing to the box. So the whole concept of what they did, it's personalities are very important, but so many radio stations now, everything's canned. I've had that places when people says, hey, I want to see Meet the Morning Team. Well, they're sitting in North Carolina. We might have a look. But all that changes. But you still have to have the personal touch. And that's hard to do in an industry that doesn't want to be personal anymore. So that's where we're going to be challenged. We got a lot of stuff laid out. It goes to everybody in this room. And you're going to be asked for doing more. Not just the stuff, and we've broken out, and we got some crying needs. It's Randy's going to be challenged with some underwriting issues. After Jerry just told me that when we had the other day that they're backing out of some of that stuff they do nationwide because of the other companies involved. It's a challenge. It's a challenge that we need to be more on the internet. That's going to be pushing David some stuff. We're looking for solutions. But we might have to look for partners. We have to look, probably, we hadn't talked much about it, but we probably have to find somebody that is a social media guru that can work with all the stations. Mm-hmm. Instead of trying to dump on that on each one of you, if we've done in the past. That's probably going to cost more money. So it goes back to proper planning. We have our P&Ls. You got the eagle eye from Dan the other day. That's kind of like eating elbow toast, you know? Gets kind of tough. That's not something historically we've done a lot. We can try to give you a picture. It's hard to do. It goes back to everybody in this room and your teams to make sure that a county has the information of what you're doing. What is it? What's identification? We have the other challenge is that we cross lines a lot. What does that mean? Well, some of you share expenses. We break it out several different ways. May be on how people's personnel costs are done, whatever project it is, equipment, and we do rob from Peter to pay Paul over here sometimes to get what you need done. Because it's not just PER or spirit. We're going to make sure we get what you need to get going in the right direction. There's a lot of funding things that need that. We're going, like you said, how to eat an elephant, one bite at a time. We have to make sure we get some seasonings because sometimes it's a little tough. But we have to make those steps. And sometimes we'll take one step back to take two steps forward. We know that some of the things that we're trying to do, we have no written plan for it. You got the vision, now you got to fill in the blank. We put stuff, nice stuff on the page, but now we got to do the details to make it come to reality. Everybody in here has something on their want list. Everybody has a vision of what they want in their area, their market, or new responsibilities, be it promotions or trying to get somebody with Frankie on changing how they do something on the morning show or getting somebody to make a presentation differently, so they get somebody's underwriting. It's all going to change. Or like Mike on concerts. Had to get somebody a degree that you want to do three events. How you figure out what the cost is on that? How we figure out the insurance requirements? How do we make sure we have volunteers to handle all that stuff? Some of this stuff is going to put you out of your comfort zone. And I'll be the first one to say that I'll be out of my comfort zone. Because we have to make it work. So that means you'll probably be getting a phone call. It might be from Deborah. Might be from Brian. Might be from Kayla. It might be from David or anybody in this room, because we've tasked them to assist us in solving a problem. It's not just the problem for joy or spirit, but we're going to ask them to solve the problem for all of us. We hadn't always had that. But to make it work, and if we have this big hairy goal, we're going to call on everybody. And it'll be everybody's responsibilities for their coworkers to task them. Brian uses the term, we had this with Barry and we had this previously. It's like having the right people in the right seat on the bus. Well, sometimes I feel like I'm supposed to be the bus driver, but everybody's getting off at different stops. So, first off, we have to have the right people, but we have a direction to go. We have a goal. We know where this bus is going. But now we need to know who all is going to be on it, what seat to sit in, and if we have to shuffle. I always remember this when I had a bus driver when I was in elementary school. He wouldn't let anybody on the bus until you gave him a number. I says, what's the number for? You're in seat 3. Don't ever get out of it. Or else. Well, we're not passing out seat assignments. But the point that I got, that I was important enough to him to give me a number. Mm. And he wanted me to be safe, but he also wanted to know who I was. So Eddie Baker's in seat three. If Eddie Baker's not in seat three, he's going to ask what happened. In his mind, he was going to make sure he didn't miss me, and didn't pick me up. In the reverse, if I was still sitting in seat three at the end of his run, he's going to ask me why I didn't get off. But it goes back to the same thing. We need to know where everybody is so we know what's going on. I guess a little more complicated. So I'm supposed to be the bus driver, and I'll be blowing the whistle some. So everybody be paying attention. Make a difference on that. But everybody in here, we're going to be talking about who else is going to be sitting beside you. Mm. Who else needs to be changed in the seats. I remember that first year, I had two of my friends, they had six seat assignments changes. They couldn't get along with the person that was sitting in that seat with them. I had two people that were put off the bus permanently. He wouldn't let them on his bus. They had to make other arrangements to get to school because they wouldn't behave. We have some challenges, but we can meet those challenges. Amen. We've all been tasked in this room to be part of that solution. I always said I was always part of the problem. You're also part of the problem. But being as part of the solution, we can solve the problem. Dan was mentioning there is get it in your head on going forward. Talking about sitting, rocking on the porch, trying to decide what you do. We're going to make some wrong steps. We're going to do that, it's guaranteed. We're not going to make an error just to make an error or to tick somebody off. We're trying to go forward with what we're trying to do. And then we're going to be challenged at every step of the way. Not because we have problems. Some people said it's Satan doesn't want us to go forward. That's fine, but we have change, and people don't like change. The thing that you brought up with the comfort zone, that hit home with me. We're going to ask you all to get out of your comfort zone. Not just step out and stick your toes in it. It's kind of checking out how cold the water is. We're going to immerse you. Mm. You're going to be baptized.
Jesus. I'm present too.
Sprinkle. But for us to succeed, it's almost all in. We can't go halfway across the river to make it work. Well, I'm all in, and I'm here to support you in your efforts to get there. I know that's not going to be easy. I know you're going to put me on the spot some, but that's okay. I don't mind being on the spot as long as I got enough wiggle room to figure out how to fix it, right? But to make all this work, and brought it up previously, Brian's put it on there. That says, somebody asked me, he says, when do you get a break? And I says, well, I don't look for a break. I'm always on call. If you need me, you call me. I answer my phone most of the time. I got that 15-minute break once in there, twice in there. But if you have an issue, I expect you to call me. And we'll find an answer. We got a lot of challenges. Barry's got a lot of challenges because you look on the staff changes. Those are some major changes. We have facility changes. We got engineering changes that we have to do. We're looking at. When David talked about, we're making an audit of everything we have to see if it's working for us, not working for us. What do we have to improve? How do we improve it? Mike has changes there. He has a new signal. All the equipment was challenged. Basically, he needs to build a whole new plant because nobody did what they should have done the last 10 years in maintaining all their equipment. Brian's brought up a whole thing about challenges on the internet, Pandora. I asked some of my kids how they listen to the radio. They don't listen to the radio. I got 11-year-olds with iPhones. I also have tendonitis.
Okay.
And it's hard to deal with 11-year-old with tendonitis. I thought it was a Game Boy deal, but nope. So I have to confiscate their iPhones. If people have questions, please ask. If they have any clarity, please ask. Don't assume. I know a lot of stuff and I'm dangerous, but I don't know everything. I know everybody in this room has information that I wish I had. That's why we need to share it. If somebody doesn't have the answer, I sure hope they can find the answer. Because we're going to need a lot of answers to get to our goal. Like I said, they're not necessarily any wrong answers. And some of the ones were going to be the most correct answer. Because some things don't have an answer. We're going on some uncharted waters? Yeah. Is that exciting? Ooh, yeah. You all been tasked. I don't know if you've chosen. I don't know. But we all have faith in your abilities, your importance to the company, and your dedication. We thank you for it. Brian's been tasked to be a pest. He will call you. He will text you. He will see your picture on the computer or whatever it takes to communicate. And I reinforce that. Communications is the key to what all we do. If we can't communicate among ourselves, we won't be able to anybody that's our donor, our listener, our underwriting partner. It won't work. Because it's not just us and them. We have to take them with us on this ride. We need more donors. We need more underwriters. We need more listeners. We need more people to understand what we are and where we go. We had this stuff about branding. You all have been purposely, individually branded. PAR has never been set to be a brand name. That's not necessarily on purpose, because my family has never been the type that wants a spotlight. Because we're not important. The mission, the vision, the employees are important. So we've been tasked with a lot of responsibility. So it's going to be a wild ride. It should be a fun ride. Are you going to have stress? Oh, yeah. You got the highest highs and lowest lows. You probably felt that when you did some concerts. You know, where you're like, shucks, not enough people. Had that one engineering. The cable's 2 feet short. Got a problem here. You know you got issues. We got a lot to do. But we can do it. You can do it. I'll do my best to help you get there. I put the flashers on the bus. I put the folks there if you got questions. I don't know if they have answers.
as anything that we did the last couple of days. And I have to thank Brian for putting all that together. I thank Jerry for fussing at us to do it. But we got a lot of stuff that we started that we need to finish. Let's go back to the mission. Let's go back to the vision. There's been a lot of time coming up with that. Everybody understand that. It sounds hokey. And that's kind of like the, I got folks, the Boy Scouts. Pledge Allegiance is hokey. No, it's not. You don't do it. They do it. People around them look at them. They start doing it. They don't have a problem putting their hand over their heart. They don't have to say, problem under God. Some people do. So, we have to be that light. And we're going to shine it for God. That's hard to do. Dark world. Getting darker. But if we do our goal, put a hairy goal, then we shine a lot of light. Mm-hmm. Every light you touch, every person you touch, you're going to shine. Every event you do, gonna shine. That's your task. I shine.